Hi, welcome to the Good News Show. I'm your host, Terry Modica.
Now let's take a look at what goes on when things go wrong. What's really happening? When we have a string of things interfering, a series of things going wrong, one thing after another, and it's wearing us down, and we're thinking we're never going to get through it. Never have that happen to you? What it means is there's some major breakthrough that's about to happen, and the enemy doesn't want it to happen and wants to get us distracted away from it. Things happen one thing after another. I fix one thing and something else needs my attention. See, I just have to plow through it. I just have to praise the Lord. And you know what? Praising God is a wonderful healing, and it drives away the enemy. Praising God through all the things that keep going wrong keeps us moving forward, plowing through it. We get stronger, we keep going, and then the thing that Satan didn't want to happen happens, and demons flee. They give up, at least for a while, until the next big thing starts to happen. Anytime, here's how I identify that spiritual warfare is going on. Anytime we get distracted from what God wants us to do, distracted by problems, distracted by someone else's mood, distracted by, you know, whatever. When we get distracted, it's because the enemy is trying to get us off track. So we bring ourselves back to what the Lord wants us to focus on, and we have to force ourselves to do that. But that's how we win the battle. And the more we do this, the stronger we get, the better we get at it. And it soon becomes kind of like a joke, like, oh, here we go again. You know, I guess the devil knows that I'm about to do something good and big and important here. I don't know what it is yet, but now I know that something good is going to happen because the enemy just told me through his harassment. You know, when you can laugh at it, you're with the Lord. And you will defeat, or actually Jesus will defeat in you, through you, the harassments, the problems, the distractions. Just go forward. Ignore it as best you can. Don't let its messages interfere, distract, get you down. But instead, live in the power of the Holy Spirit. And that happens by rejoicing, praising God in all circumstances. It comes from separating ourselves for a time out from the things that are problematic, so that we can be alone with the Lord and be healed and restored and renewed. And one of the greatest tools we have for this is the Holy Rosary. Pray the Rosary and the mysteries of the Rosary, thinking about how those mysteries of the Rosary are really something that's going on in your life right now. You know, one of the mysteries of the Rosary is Jesus getting nailed to the cross. How are you being nailed? You realize then that what's happening is good, because Jesus was nailed for a good reason, a blessing. Satan loses when we realize that good is going to come from everything that happens because we're following Jesus. And Romans 8:28 tells us that all things work for the good of those who love the Lord. Keep your focus on Jesus. Keep your focus on his promises. God will make good come from everything. Focus on that. Praise him for that. and laugh at the devil who doesn't want you to believe it.
This reflection was published by Good News Ministries of GNM.org, made possible by donors who support our mission of changing hearts for Christ. This and many other Catholic faith-building resources are available on our websites and can be delivered to you on your digital devices. Visit us on GNM.org today. God bless you with His abundant love.
God bless you. God bless you with much joy and laughter and renewal and restoration.